Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate. I am not a financial advisor, just a gamer speculating. And this episode, we are going to be going over some updates on some of the most anticipated blockchain games, including Alluvium, Cyball, Guild of Guardians, Crypto Prophecies, and Voxy. There is a ton going on in the space right now, lots in the metaverse, so let's get into it. First, let's start with Alluvium. They just had their new trailer drop, and it looks just incredible. The graphics are amazing, gameplay looks kind of smooth, but who knows how much of that is actually in-game footage. But on top of that, they've also announced that they're going to have a land sale. So it's going to be for their future mobile game, which is called Alluvium Zero, and there will be 100,000 tracts of land available for Alluvium Zero, and this game will directly correlate to the full release of Alluvium. Now, these tracts of lands are supposed to give you a lot of in-game benefits, and the main benefit will be that you can scan areas for alluvials and use that information to research new items. Now, not a lot is known about how this game will work and what these items will give you and what scanning really is worth, so we'll just have to wait and see about that. As far as what type of land will be for sale, there will be 5 levels of land from common to mythic. Now, these lands will be where you build a base, and they will allow you to produce resources such as fuel. What all that means, what fuel is worth, once again, still to be released, but it's a very interesting time. Getting in on the ground floor of land sales can mean huge profits in the long term. Just look at what's going on with Axie Infinity Lands, their first generation of land sales. The cheapest one you can get is now like $2 million, and even some of the cheaper land that came out much later is being released for like $15,000 and more. So getting in on the ground floor of possibly Alluvium Zero could be a big moneymaker for a lot of people. With that in mind, this sale is supposed to happen in November, so once again, stay tuned for when that happens. Alright, on to our next game, Cyball. Now, Cyball, a lot of you may not have heard of because the game has not been released yet, but it is sort of a cross between FIFA Ultimate Team and Pokemon. You control some cyborg soccer players and try to defeat opposing teams with different tactics. This game has intrigued me so much that I actually have an episode for them coming out next week. Now, the update for Cyball is that they're having their initial NFT drop November 4th, which is actually today, the day that this episode is dropping at 8 a.m. Central. So if you happen to listen to this early on, they say this sale is going to be going on from November 4th through 11, but who knows how fast these are going to go. They're actually going to be on sale in 3 different locations, so a triple IGO, which really doesn't happen very often. I think it's a really interesting idea, and it's going to go a long way in helping people to get their hands on these NFTs, especially if there's a huge demand for them, which I think there will be. Their Twitter has like 40,000 followers, so there are clearly a lot of people following this project. Now, as far as where the IGO is taking place, you can get them on Binance NFT, on GuildFi, and on Cyball's website. So a few different places. The sales will be happening in BNB, so if you want to take part, make sure you have plenty of that lying around, because these are not cheap. The prices actually just came out a few days ago, and there are going to be 3 levels of NFT cyborgs that you can buy. The cheapest of which is going for $50, the next level is going for $330, and the top cyborg is going to be going for over $4,000, which is just insane. I'm a little worried about how expensive these are and the fact that they might be pricing out a ton of different people. So we'll just have to see what the ability is to earn these characters in game, because for this game, you actually need at least 3 Cyball characters. So at a minimum, you're going to have to spend $150 on NFTs before this game even comes out. It's a little worrisome, but we'll see if maybe they drop in price ever, or if later generations will be cheaper. We'll just have to wait. But keep an eye on this. Once again, they're very expensive, so only buy these if you have a lot of extra change lying around. Next, we'll be going over to Guild of Guardians, where they have announced that they're going to be having their public token sale November 10th, so right around the corner, and this sale is going to happen on CoinList. The tokens will be GOG, and they are an ERC-20 token, which will be used as the in-game currency for the Guild of Guardians mobile game. For more information on the tokenomics and what's going on, please check out my previous episode, and I'll also have a link in the show notes for their website. Also, if you use my referral code, you can get 5% off your in-game purchases, so pretty sweet deal there. Alright, on over to Crypto Prophecies. The only update here is a pretty big one. The game is now out. So super exciting. They've had a lot of drops to people who have been logging into their game. So even if you're not playing a ton, make sure you log in and get some of those drops, see if you qualify. But I've been able to get into this gameplay a little bit, and it's a lot of fun. It's exactly what they promised. So out now, you're on the ground floor. Alright, next on to Voxy, which had their demo just released. I've gotten to play this game a little bit, seen a lot of the YouTubes, and it's looking really good. The gameplay is just as described, everything moves around really smoothly, and the battle tactics seem really smart. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, once again, more links in the show notes. There's going to be a lot of those because of so much stuff going on. Alright, onto the blockchain token prices. Lots going on, a lot of altcoins really skyrocketing recently. We'll start once again with Alluvium, which just crossed the $1,000 barrier. Their market cap is over 660 million. It's been going up a ton since my first episode on this game. I think a lot of this has to do with the trailer just releasing and how good it's looking, so feel free to check them out. Next on to Phantom and their Soulcoin. It's been sort of hovering between 80 cents and $1. Their market cap is still only $90 million. Which is super tiny considering what this platform is going to be able to provide for other games and the stuff that they have coming out. So once again, more episodes previously if you want to check those out. Next, on to Splinterlands, which is currently at 48 cents and a market cap of $123 million. This is one of the most played blockchain games out there right now. It's a trading card game. Another one of those that's really popular is Gods Unchained. Their token actually just came out, and it sort of settled in the $4.50 range. This only came out about a month or two ago, and the market cap is sitting at $108 million, so a little bit lower. Next on to Aurori, which just had its token sale, and which I got a little bit of. It's sitting at $14 with a market cap of $132 million, but I feel like this one could also go up. Their game's looking really good. They've released a lot of in-game footage, so keep an eye on that one. Gala Games has been continuing to rise also. They're at 9 cents with their market cap at $644 million. And lastly, the Thetan Arena game, which their token is THG, has been really doing a lot, especially with the demo coming out, a lot of really positive reviews there. Their price is currently at $8.12 with a market cap of $239 million. So a little bit higher than a lot of the other coins we've talked about, but they also have a product that is coming out right now, and a lot of people are really excited about their NFTs that they have coming out. All right, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It means a lot, and it really helps to grow my channel. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing and what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!